Well, here I am sitting in Perth, Australia. Another Neil's Minutes. You may hear some little ladies in the background. It's raining out. Beswick days have finished. I got to sit at a fire and many people came and sat at my fire, talked with me, shared with me, questions answered, words from heaven delivered, tears flowed, laughter flowed. It was absolutely an amazing time, and I still have not come to grips with all that the Aboriginal people who came to my fire told me. The reality of the time, 21 years after seeing the vision of being in that place at that fire, and people just showing up. One of the Indigenous people came to me and said, "Do you realize who's coming to your fire and talking with you?" And let me know they were truly people who mattered. I'm overwhelmed by the idea that after 21 years, my second vision with God has came, and as with the first, it wasn't the end when it started, it's the beginning. I'm just kind of overwhelmed with the significance of God's faithfulness. And for some reason with this dream, it never panicked me when God didn't say something profound about when was it going to happen. There was a peace in my heart that managed to keep me in the stillness and quietness of my soul all these years. I don't know how that's going to affect the future, what is going to happen. I know that for Neil, it has changed me and put a confidence inside my soul that is expanding every day since it, well, it's a day and a half since this meeting was over. The influence of the meeting on my being is yet to be straightened out and looked at. So I'm just waiting, and the rain here is making this hard for me to kind of speak. There were a lot of things that came out. I spoke a short message at the beginning of we need to walk in the Spirit to reach people. I know most people, when they think of walking in the Spirit, they think of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the walking in, you know, Jesus telling us that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. But that was not the sense with which I was speaking, although it's a part of it. We need to have all the tools that God provides for us, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit is right after the blood of Jesus in having an effect on our walk and our confidence. But there is a place where we have to stop always bringing a European gospel that the Europeans understand, but the rest of the people in the world have no clue. And it seems that we're always trying to change people to be European. Nowhere do I find that more antagonistic for those who are listening to the message than with the Aboriginals and the Native Americans. They're not European. And the gospel is actually made to fit in any ethnic without them having to change their ethnicity. It was more and more apparent to me as I sat with these people that they were looking for a way to look into their past and find the Great Spirit and the Creator, and that they wanted to embrace Him without losing their culture. And when I was speaking that we need to change our approach, that was my basic first thought, is that there's a lot of spiritual people in the world, and we are fearful that they're all a cult, when in reality that I believe there's a connection back to the Great Spirit, the Creator of all life, the one we call Father God. And it's to this end that many of my conversations ended up making them aware that God came to all people. And He didn't say, come like me. He says, come as you are. So through the 3 days of sitting by the fire and having so many people come and talk with me and so many experiences, I'm finding that a compulsion to even simplify the gospel more, make it something that does fit all cultures and all ethnics. And then the Lord speaks to them to become who they need to be. He changes them from the inside, and it doesn't do away with their culture, but it does away with the deceptions of the enemy and the cloud that the enemy brings to darken what we see. I'm not sure where this past few days in Beswick are going to take me. I'm not sure how they're going to affect me, because I'm just now having my first day of downtime. But I know I'm changed. I know there's a new compassion, a new boldness to speak the truth and to walk the truth. There's a new hunger in my heart to see the lost found, the lame healed, the blind and the halt redeemed. And yet I know that I just can't carry a European gospel to these people. I have to carry the truth of God's presence and power and commitment to them, as with all people. So I think we need to think about our approaches, and, you know, are we converting people with a sinner's prayer, or are we bringing people into a relationship with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit? What is our beginning message doing? What does it say to people? Does it start bringing them to a freedom? The result of the little message that I spoke, the Aboriginal people came to me and said, this is the message. This is the message we need. This is the message we've been wanting, is people who would accept us for who we are and talk to us from a place of spiritual being. So I fell in love with a whole new group of people. I fell in love with God even more, as I saw their hunger to know Him, their hunger to be a part of His kingdom, and a hunger to see His kingdom bear fruit in all their land. And I have some more meetings with them before I leave Australia. Not sure when they're going to take place. They tried to get me to change my whole schedule and go with them to some places, but I knew it was not the correct time. But I also know that it was incredible to see the light in people's eyes, to see the hunger in their souls for the same thing that I'm hungry for, and that is for this gospel to reach every kindred, tribe, and tongue. Without them having to become like me. So with that, I'm going to just say blessings and leave this message in a sense unfinished, because I'm not sure how I'm going to be able to bring all this together at this point. But I do know this, that the gospel took on a higher significance and a different... there's a difference in me, and I'm going, how can we produce the gospel in such a way that every creature can, every tribe, kindred, and tongue can receive what it says, and it change all our cultures to the culture of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God?